Welcome to Tehillim with the Tanakh Podcast, and today, Mizmor Yud Bet, Chapter 12. And we start, as we always do, that our learning should be for the zchut of Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, for the freedom of our hostages, for the healing of our wounded, and for the return home of all of those who have been displaced in this war that we're fighting. Today, chapter 12, and we're going to talk about language and the power of language. You know, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Rabbi Shimon says there are three crowns, Keter Torah, the crown of Torah, which I assume one gets by being a scholar, Keter Kuhuna, the crown of priesthood, Keter Malchut. These two are more aristocratic. You can't achieve them yourself. So you could be a king, you can be a high priest, or you can be a scholar. However, Keter Shem Tov Ole Al Gabihem. But the crown of a good name supersedes them all. And how fragile is a good name? We live in a world of cyberbullying and internet shaming, and language has become cheap. We were once in a situation whereby you could say about a person, their word is their bond. However, today, that is something which you don't find so often. A world of truth is a world of trust, and where there is honesty, there tends to be law and order. And I'd say respect for truth is essential for society. It needs trust for so that we can work together, so that we can interact as human beings, so that we can have respect for authority. However, in today's world, these things seem to be cracking. And it's obviously not only in today's world, because let's take a look at our perek. Lam natzeach al hashminit mizmor le David hoshia Hashem, ki gamar chassid. Save Hashem, because there are no virtuous people anymore. Ki pasu emunim mibnei adam, you can't trust anyone. And if you look through our chapter, the thing which is going to be stressed is the notion of speech. Shav yedabru ishet re'ehu sfat chalakot. People speak lies to another one, to one to another. Sfat chalakot, their speech is chalak, it's smooth. Balei v'lev yedabru, they talk with duplicity. And we ask that yachreit Hashem kol siftei chalakot. All of these smooth talkers, let God get rid of them. Lashon medaberet gedolot, all of these arrogant, vaunting speakers, asher amru, lalshonenu nagbir sfatenu itanu miadon lanu, people who feel that they have no master, people who feel that they are the masters of the universe, and therefore they can abuse their language however they like. And how do they abuse their authority? They abuse their authority, mishod aniyim in katev yonim. They plunder the poor, they cause the needy people to cry out. Ata akum yomar Hashem. God says, I will arise, ashit b'yeshe afiach lo. I will come to assist them. So we have a situation in which people in society simply cannot be trusted. And you know, we live in this world, you know, the world of fake news, the world that, you know, I think it was in 2016, that the Oxford English Dictionary decided its favorite word of the year would be post-truth. You know, when we now have a situation whereby people don't trust what politicians have to say because they don't trust that they're actually saying the truth. And part of the problem is the internet, because it's difficult to discern what is true or false or bizarre or accurate or distorted or well-researched or created by artificial intelligence. That's true. We have a situation where people have media bubbles. So, you know, I think they say that 70% of the population get some of, or even most of their news from you know, very narrow, what do they call it? Instead of broadcasting, narrowcasting. And this has created a crisis of faith within society where we feel we cannot trust anyone. We can't trust the news. You know, do you watch Channel 14 or do you watch Channel 12 news? You know, and now in our chapter in Pasuk Zion, we say, Imrot Hashem Amarot Tahorot. The words of God are pure words. Kesef Tsaruf Ba'alil La'aretz. It's purged silver. Mezukak Shivatayim. Sevenfold. It's refined seven times. Ata Hashem Tishmarein Tzirenu Mil Ador Zu Le'olam. O God, keep us, guard us from this generation forever. So we have here a call to, you know, be particularly careful in the way that we speak, a call to understand that unless we preserve truth in society, there really is a danger to the fabric, to the interconnection that we have between all of us. And I think that really says the essence of what we have in our chapter, that if we can't trust people, then if we can't trust that people won't use language in order just to further their interests, but really there'll be some sense of principle behind what they have, then we are in danger indeed. So it's something we all have to think about and something that we all have to try and do our part in strengthening. That's it for today. Mo'adim l'simcha, and see you tomorrow.